Joining us is Jason Puma, meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, I understand today is probably going to be the wettest day of the week, and it might bleed over into Wednesday. What kind of things are you guys looking at there?
Well, we're seeing rain showers move into the area this morning, and we can expect them across the Indy Metro for the morning rush and continuing through much of the day. Officially, we're looking for rain showers today with a steady temperature, probably right around the mid-50s across central Indiana. And we'll probably see rain showers continue tonight and into Wednesday. And rainfall amounts could be between 1 and 2 inches across most locations.
Okay. How much of is the rest of the state supposed to get blanketed by rain today?
Very similar amounts as you look across the central and southern portions of the state. However, precipitation amounts might be a little bit on the lighter side as you travel up further north, places like Fort Wayne, South Bend, and Gary, those sorts of areas.
Okay. And any other threats that come with this?
The main thing that we're concerned about today is heavy rain. That certainly can cause a problem for when people are driving. People want to reduce their speeds. Also, some of the rain could produce some flooding, mainly in low-lying areas or maybe along creeks or rivers or streams. So if you encounter any floodwaters, we always remind folks to turn around, don't drown, and keep kids out of floodwaters too.
And then you go into Wednesday. You said that chance of rain bleeds over into Wednesday. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, we're going to continue to see rain chances on Wednesday. Probably not as significant as today. We will have a cold front crossing the state on Wednesday, so we could have a rumble of thunder as those showers move across during the course of the day on Wednesday.
Any risk of severe weather during any of this?
At this time, we can't rule out an isolated severe storm on Wednesday afternoon or late Wednesday morning. The main threat might be damaging winds, but for the most part, we're not expecting a whole lot of severe weather.
Okay. And what about the rest of the week, you know, after Wednesday?
Well, we're still going to have rain showers lingering through the rest of the work week. Any rain that we do get will not be nearly as heavy or significant as what we're seeing today or tomorrow. But we will have those rain chances persisting on Thursday and on to Friday before we get into Saturday. And after Saturday, Sunday, we'll look for dry weather at that time.
I saw you guys tweet this morning that moderate to heavy rain is possible during that. Do you think that might decrease visibility? How heavy are we talking here at times?
Oh, we're certainly talking about heavy rain that could reduce visibility while you're driving and certainly make it difficult for driving. And like we mentioned before, that heavy rain could result in flooding or even a flash flood is not out of the question. But that would be more of the not the exception, but not the rule.
Gotcha. I had a feeling where you were going there. I got it.
Yeah.
Is there any risk of severe weather with this, or is it just mainly rain we're looking at, just showers?
It's really just rain today, and like I was saying, tomorrow afternoon, we could see an isolated severe storm, but for the most part, it's just going to be rain, maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow.
All right, well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Okay, he's Jason Puma, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.